Thank you for holding. Is this Richard?
Yes, it is. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Lovely.
That's what I like to hear. Hopefully you're getting ready for the holidays.
Nothing special.
Nothing special? Oh, well, that's kind of sad, you know. But I went through that phase. I think the only reason I'm back in the spirits is my kids are tiny. You know, I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so they're...
You gotta work for them then, right?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's a given. I was already working, you know, 10 years prior to their existence, so I already accepted that I was probably going to be working until I croak anyway, so might as well have them.
Like everybody.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. You know, they sell us on this dream of sipping pina coladas on the beach one day, but nah, it rarely happens. I understand that... You were speaking with my representative, Marietta, though, about putting Interlink Construction on the first page of the Google search results, and she wanted me to jump on the line to go over pricing. There was a discount she requested for you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works, what we can do for you?
No, because about, I don't know, 7 people call a week.
Mm-hmm.
Do the same thing you're doing, working the same meal.
Why do you tell them all no?
I do.
Why?
because when I get a referral, people want to look at my website. I give them my website address, and they go to my website and look at it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, what about if somebody just Googles build an addition and your website's already up there? You know.
Yeah, and then probably I don't know. There's another 1,000 that come up before me.
Well, I mean, there's 3 guys that show. For additions, it's Cornerstone Builders and All Natural Additions.
Yep.
And then you look up remodeling, it's a little bit different, but we list you for 15 different keywords at a time. Cornerstone Builders is pretty much the main one for this area, for kitchen remodeling.
I've seen them before as well.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if we level the playing field between you and them, you're on the same first page as them. I mean, that's definitely going to increase the amount of opportunities that you get each month. And then obviously that's what's going to fund you being up there. It's not something you got to take money out of your pocket every month to keep yourself up there. It's a self-sufficient system as long as you keep getting good reviews.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a negative, and it's also a write-off. So. Oh, what was that? I'm sorry.
What cost are you guys at per month?
Well, you know, after just a brief talking to you, I mean, I could go bottom of the barrel just to get your foot in the door and prove it to you. I mean, I could get you going at $199 on a month-to-month basis, no long-term contract, and I'll give you access to the tracking system so we could show you every single client we're bringing to the table for you.
So give me my email address and you send me your information. I'll read you guys over.
Yeah, I can text it to you. We only call out when we have a spot open in your area. It's not like, we're not like Home Advisor where people just call us and sign up for first page placement. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so basically what's been holding you back the whole time is... Oh, sorry, go ahead. I cut you off.
I don't think Home Advisor does that either. I've been with them for 23 years.
Home Advisor? You've been with Home Advisor for 23 years?
Yeah, all the way since they go back to Handyman Online.
Wow. So you went through the whole service magic, the FTC shutting them down, and then them rebranding as Home Advisor, and then buying Angie's List this in 2017?
Handyman Online, Reliable Remodeler, Service Magic, Home Advisor, Angie's List. Now I'm with Connex Pro.
You know that.
They suck, too.
Yeah. You know the FTC's talking about shutting them down, right? Again.
Yeah, because they suck.
Yeah. I mean, why would you be with something that sucks for 23 years but not willing to give Google a shot, and people have been saying it's the most profitable form of advertising for the last 15 years?
Well, that's why I'm listening, because the new service that I just gave $1,500 to, they suck too.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not asking you for $1,500. I'm saying $199 month to month, and we could build your .com for you if you don't have one up and running right now. I could throw that in as a sweetener. I'm in the business of show and prove. I expect every client I come across to act how you're acting now, where they're kind of standoffish about it. They don't know what's good for them until they get their foot in the door. So we start small and we earn your business 1 month at a time, and that'll put us in position to talk about doing something bigger in the future.
So what information do you have about me?
About your company?
Yeah.
Well, anything that you submitted online is going to be under Google's spectrum. So we're a premier Google partner. So when you submit your background screenings, like a year ago, it says that you submitted a fresh one on Home Advisor and other online platforms. Google has access to that too. And they decide if you're eligible for first page placement or not. So they create that list of qualified companies for the industry and area that's available to us, and then they send it over, and my reps like Marietta go calling down that list. So you're qualified, or I wouldn't be talking to you. They have ways of making sure that I don't talk to people that are no good.
How do you guys get into the categories that people are looking for?
Yeah, so, I mean, they look up based on industry and area. So right now they're just looking for a general contractor within 50 miles of Beaverton, Oregon. You're smack in the middle of it. So it's like, if we pin verify your address and you draw up a 50-mile radius around you, and you're being seen now by every single person that looks up, not just general contracting, we could be very specific about the services too. You know, if you say, hey, I just want to do kitchen remodel, not bathroom remodel, you know, we customize the campaign. But as long as you fall within that industry and that service area, then they start creating the, or they take the contractors there, and then they narrow it down and create the qualified candidates list. So they'll do a little digging into them, see who's good beans and who's bad beans, and then they send it over for our reps to call. So there's various different screening processes that you have to go through just to get on the phone with me.
Right. So at $109 a month, what other monies are there having to pay if I want to do what?
No, that's it. That's it. It's not pay per lead or click or call or anything like that. So the $199 pays for our services. You know, we get you up there. We maintain the profile for you month to month. And, you know, it's if you decide you want to continue to do it, you'll keep that $199 rate, you know, for as long as you're with us.
And you guys own an entity on Google?
We're a premier Google partner. So the premier Google partners have access to the three top placements that are on the first page of the search results, where guys like Cornerstone Builders are. So Cornerstone Builders is working with a Google partner like us. I know exactly what company they're working with. It's called White Shark Media. But Google has a rule where each one of us is only supposed to work with one guy per industry, per area. So we're not supposed to work with multiple guys in multiple areas. Basically, your competitors are working with my competitors, and we want to outrank them and try to get you a majority of the traffic and phone calls.
And how do I know that you guys are, I'm going to get phone calls?
Well, Google doesn't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of phone calls, even though those guys do get calls every day. The guys that are up there now get calls every day. But Google doesn't want us to get into that of guaranteeing you, hey, you're going to get 20, because if you get 18, then I lied to you in order to get you to sign up. So they just tell us don't even go there, you know, and just keep it honest and transparent with you, because the customer's still got the right to pick who they want to go with at the end of the day.
Right, because I've got no calls and throwing my money away.
Well, no, I mean, that's what you pay us for, is not just to get you up there, but try to make you look as appealing as possible, you know. That's why we have review monitoring on there and stuff, you know. Obviously, the pre-screening tries to get us in position to work with a business owner that's not going to get a bunch of bad reviews. But if you do, you know, we give you an opportunity to dispute them, so that way you keep the 5-star. And then if it keeps getting really ridiculous to where we can't even maintain your 5-star because you just keep generating bad reviews, then we just part ways with you and have my reps go calling down the list for a different guy to tell you to keep your money. You know, we don't want to recommend the community to somebody that's going to go mess up their house. And then, you know, Google can be held reliable to a degree when you recommend a business owner to the community like that, especially in these ad sections. So people are kind of relying on us to – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's the name of the company you work for?
Local Splash. I sent you a text message. I don't know if you got it.
on the under the 1-877?
Yeah, that was just with my number. Here, let me send you the and I sent you the FTC link for Home Advisor, so you could see that the FTC was talking about shutting those guys down. That was earlier on, about 10 minutes ago. But here's the pricing page. And so the package that I'm offering you is actually advertised on our website at $499. The reason I went down to $199 is because we have this Black Friday special that we're running for Friday, and I'm actually not going to be here tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday, even though our company is still operating. I'm taking the time off, so I'll get 5 days off for the first time all year.
Right.
Look forward to that. But, I'm basically applying the Black Friday discount, and then I went ahead and waived the setup fee, too. You'll notice in the fine print, there's usually a setup fee, but I waived that as well, you know? Like I said, I really just want to get our foot in the door. I'm not planning on us getting rich off of your business after 1 month, you know? The real value in this for us is if everything works out how we plan, yeah. If it works out how we plan, then we're... Yeah, exactly. I have guys I've worked with 8 or 9 years already, you know? Those are the accounts Google's interested in. Just, you know,
those are also the guys that are doing good work if they're with you that long.
And right.
That's where I plan to be. Because, I mean, I was with Home Advisor for 23 years, and for some of the years, I never made less than $200,000 take home.
Yeah.
Except for the last year and a half, because this new, excuse the language, the people that are in power is in the country right now, I think they're trying to bring the world down, not just the country.
I agree. I'm hoping for the old guy to come back. But that's another conversation. I try not to get too far into the politics, because Google's media. Yeah, Google's media at the end of the day. They're largest media providers, so a lot of the people are...
What do I got to do to sign up with this guy? I'm actually interested.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, if you want to give it a shot, I'll create your Google business profile, and I'll send out your Google PIN verification letter today. It's a little postcard they send you in the mail just to verify your location in Beaverton. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. And then I could schedule a client interview for this afternoon or tomorrow, and that's where you'll sit down with the client interview technician, and they'll interview you on the business. They'll go over, like, the specific keyword terms or services you provide, the service area, and then... we'll pick your brain on the site. So we'll get it all rolling really quickly.
I scroll down. It says Bing Local, $8.98, and then $4.49 a month after that, and then $2.99 a month setup fee. What's that all about?
No. Keep going down. So the package that you're getting is the Pro with the a different package. Those are things that we can upgrade to later. Like I said, there's a lot of room for growth. This is just our starting point. But what I'm putting you on is the Pro. So that's the one that's $4.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. And you do get Bing Local in that package as well. So you will be on Bing. You'll have Google. You'll have our popular directory submission. So Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. Those are all things I didn't really mention. They're just sweeteners. You know, 90% of your calls are going to come from the first page placement on Google.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm seeing here $5.99 with $2.99 setup fee. That's Alexa.
That's the Platinum. I could put you on that package for $2.99, but it's up to you. But what I did was, you know, try to go as low as I can while getting you the most bang for your buck. So I put you on the Pro. The Pro is the one that's advertised at $4.99.
Yeah, I just seen that. I must have missed it when I went back.
It's okay.
Yeah, so it's got Google Places, Bing Local, SEO content creative, U.S. client support.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 50-mile radius from my actual
location, yep. And then 15 different keyword terms or phrases. And we send this to you all in writing as well. But another thing I didn't touch on is, like, your Google Places listing and your business's Google My Business profile. Like, let's say you do this for, like, the next 6 months and you generate all these reviews and everything. If you stop using our services, we don't go back and delete that. Your business still exists on Google. They can look up Interlink Construction, see all those reviews, see that you've been verified by Google, you know, and that you actually exist as a company. Right now, even for
my business with Web Husky is already on Google.
Okay, nice. Okay.
I didn't pay for them to get me up on the front page and this and that because, you know, after I started spending $8,000 of those guys to create my website and all that, They did a shit job on my website. All my pictures are real, but all the word, all the verbiage they put in because they're from India or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
But I just like, are you guys actually in Wilsonville?
No. Our main headquarters is in California. We're in Southern California.
See, that's what I hate about everything because, I'm not able to deal one-on-one with it. Drive to the location and deal one-on-one because the guys from Home Advisor, which when they were handyman online or reliable remodelers, they were here in Beaverton where I live.
Yeah.
And then they moved to, and then I started having to deal with, when they become Home Advisor, I started having to deal with people that I'm calling for my credits from Guatemala, Mexico, Philippines, and like
yeah,
that.
We don't outsource anything. So like if you look up the Google headquarters, there's one in San Francisco. That would be the closest one to you. There's one in Mountain View. That's the original one, like the biggest one, which is just a couple miles south, maybe like an hour and a half south of that one. We're calling closest to the Newport Beach one in Orange County. And so if you look up the Google headquarters in Orange County and you look up our company, Local Splash, we're 5 minutes down the road from them.
I've heard of Local Splash. I'm kind of entertained by that because a lot of people will go to Local Splash and look for stuff.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I was raised near Newport Beach. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so if you drove down 405 south towards Irvine, there's that Southern California Google headquarters right there. We're right down the road from them, or we're just further into Newport, just right off Jamboree. So it's like, you want to work with somebody that's actually Google certified and has a relationship with Google. You're not going to find that in Beaverton, Yeah, we do this all over the country. So I understand your feeling in that. I got guys that work over in the DFW in Texas. I got guys over in Florida I've been working with for years, and I've never actually seen them.
I joined Connex Pros after that because they, on their website, they had said they have a 7-point check system before you even get a lead.
Yeah.
And it's all bullshit. It's like they're getting the trash from Home Advisor and giving that to me because I got 16
right.
leads.
You don't want pay-per-lead, Richard.
I don't want them.
Pay-per-lead, all that means is it's saturated. Pay-per-lead means somebody's getting the information from that business owner and then they're reselling it or resending it out to multiple guys. When you're on the first page of Google, people call you live. Like, they can literally just click on your business name and it starts ringing. They're on their mobile device. So you don't have that. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to try to call them back, chase them down. You don't have to worry about four or five other guys just quoted them and they want you to give them a cheaper rate, And you have the freedom to cherry pick through them.
As I go through with you guys and I see that it's working for me and I, so those are more expensive packages. What do they do?
They expand the service area. The ones that include Google Ads and there's a platinum package includes Facebook ads too. So now you're on a Facebook advertising platform. You're on Google Ads, which is a little bit separate from Google Places. And that allows us to, expand all the way up to, the whole state really if you want. If money's no object for you. Home Advisor pays Google about $7 million every month to have themselves on the first page of Google all over the U.S.,
Right, right.
So it can start out as minimal as possible, which is what I'm doing now at $199 for your company in a 50-mile radius, and we could just grow it from there. So if you call me 5-6 months down the line, you go, hey, John, things have been going great. I just hired 3 guys, and I got another truck. I could basically send this crew out to a whole separate job from what I'm doing. Okay, well, then we can expand your service area.
I always have about 100 journeymen on standby, so I don't have a problem to find the work. I don't have a problem getting the work done. I have a problem getting to the work.
Yeah.
Closer. I need leads, what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, this would be great for you then because you could subcontract a lot of that work out. You're basically just taking the calls, closing the deal, getting the guy out there, getting bids, and getting started on everything. And there's a lot of older men that make money that way too. They just take the calls and close the deals, be the face of it and let the laborers do the labor.
Well, I have my own dump trucks and trailers, so I like to be involved too. I always want people to have as good as my place is, what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you just don't want to break your back at the same time either though,
Yeah, work smart, not hard. I agree. I'm 61 years old, so I'm not a kid, so I don't do the work anymore. I haven't done it since I'm 35.
Yeah, I have two companies outside of here. I have a tree business and a painting company, and my dad's 60. He manages the tree company. So I get it. Yeah. You know, I had to basically talk him off of ladders over the past couple of years because he thinks it's okay for him to just climb up there. But I'm like, okay, I get it. You're big. You're strong. You're my dad. You fall one time, and I'm never going to be able to forgive myself. He thinks he'll be fine, and he won't fall, but I'm just like, yeah.
So how do I go forward about moving forward with this to get on board?
Okay, so I'll create your profile. On the first page of Google, Richard, you can only have one number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then are you still at the 12195 Southwest Bruce Lane?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you want me to hide that address on Google?
Probably be a good idea. I don't think, you know, I don't want customers coming to my house, but...
Yeah, it'll still say you're in Beaverton, Oregon, 97008. It just won't have the street address on there.
But I also, if they want to know, I can give it to them after that fact. Because, well, you know, I have a new presidential roof on my house. I got new fence.
Nice.
So I got... all windows and, you know, everything that I do, pretty much everything. So everything's siding, vinyl siding. So I don't know. I probably hide it. And if they want to know my address, I give it to them at that point, I suppose.
Yeah, let's go case by case. That way nobody's showing up uninvited. You know, it doesn't make sense for them to come to you anyway. You should be going to them. Okay, and then what's your last name?
It's OUELLETTE. Pronounced O-O-L-E-T,
Olet. Olet. Okay, I like that. I like that. And my grandfather was Blodgett, so I'll give you an
Blodgett.
Idea. Blodgett, yeah, that's what they used to call it, is B-L-O-D-G-E-T-T-E. And then everybody would call him Blodgett, and he would tell him as Blodgett. Yeah. That was my mom's dad, though, so I ended up having the last name Hill.
I was born in Quebec.
Oh, okay, yeah. Actually, Lulu, one of my representatives, is from Quebec. So she speaks fluent French, too, from Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, she moved over here. Yeah, she's really, really unique person, really funny. I like her, actually, a lot. What's your business email address?
It's R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Mm-hmm.
J-O-U-E. LLETTE @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, Lulu's last name was Legou. It took me a while to pick up on that, but it did, but it didn't. So my middle name is Devereaux. I don't know if you ever heard that too. That comes from the French side as well. Yeah, and it's spelled kind of like faux at the end.
Movie star of that name.
Yeah, as a big story, you said.
Do you want to repeat my email address to make sure you got the right?
Yeah, it's your name. So it's richardjoulette.1112@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Yep. I'm very thorough with that. And then the calls are recorded, too. So if the email didn't go through, I could always go back and get it from you there. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business displayed?
I would say from 9 till 7.
9 to 7. Okay.
Monday through 9 till 7, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Sunday, we're going closed or by appointment only?
Sunday, you probably do noon till 6.
12 to 6, okay. All right, so I got it as 9 to 7. We could change this, too, by the way. I texted you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. So we could start it up 9 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday, 12 to 6. And if you ever want to change it, you know, just give me a call, and I could swap that out at any time.
Well, I go to church. I go to church every day at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Yeah, I went to a private school down here in Huntington Beach, actually, called Brethren Christian.
That's actually my stomping ground.
Yeah?
In Huntington Beach?
Gordon Grove, yeah, Huntington Beach was, I went there about every other day.
Yeah, so my mom's a Garden Grove native, and I grew up in Huntington Beach, off Beach Boulevard, actually, in Warner, by that skyscraper. And then,
I know where it is, man.
Yeah, I went to Ocean View High School and then Sac State.
I moved out of there when I was 13, 12 years old, so we moved to Toronto, Canada, New Brunswick.
Wow, that was a culture shock, huh?
Fuck yeah, I learned to play ice hockey from, I had a Major League All-Star coach training me to for pitching, because
yeah.
I was an All-Star all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved from Southern California right off near Westminster Boulevard.
Wow, I know exactly where that is.
Then we moved we had a 600-acre hayfield in our backyard.
You go from being able to spit on your neighbor to have all this land. That's so different.
Snowmobiles, and there was no more baseball, no more football.
Mm.
And I was all ice hockey, so I played ice hockey for 7 years.
Yeah,
and
I used to love playing roller hockey when I was young at rinks in Orange County. I used to play roller hockey, and then they turned it into an ice rink, so I played ice hockey for 3 years, and then I got out of it, and everybody was just playing football and stuff, so I started playing football and basketball. So I actually went to Sac State on scholarship for football.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to run a good 40-yard dash. It was a 4.43. You know, it was pretty quick. The quickest white guy you ever seen out on a football field, and then I blew my knee out. I had to start focusing on my work.
How much weigh now?
Right now I'm like 210.
Oh, that's not bad. How tall are you?
6'1". But back then I was probably like same height, 6'1", but I was like 175. So I was flying.
Yeah. I lost 20 pounds in the last. I got a new girlfriend, which is kind of on the outs now, but.
Mm-hmm.
I lost 20 pounds in the last 2 months.
Wow. That can be good and bad. You've been working out?
Oh, yeah. I work out 5, 6 days a week.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, me too. I'm addicted to going to the gym. I'm a big gym guy. Yeah,
cool.
I think that's why I put on all that weight. It's good weight, though. It's just muscle. You know, I still stay pretty lean. I'm 34.
I'm getting I got rid of all the fat. Now I got to, I got to rebuild, but I'm my goal is to get them down to 175 first to really trim up, and then
But you're adding years. Yeah, no, you're adding years. I see those guys in the gym all the time, and the older guys, and I'm like, man, you look great. Like, it's amazing. I admire that. Like, I hope I never get to a lazy phase in my life where I just let it go. You know,
I still look like I'm 42.
That's good. No, that's good.
Literally.
Yeah, one of my
I see my graduating class in 79. I'm like, what the fuck happened to these people?
Half of them are not.
They look old.
Yeah. No, one of my best friends at the gym, his name's Dennis. He's 72, and he's won a bunch of powerlifting contests out here. But he had a perforation in his abdomen last year. It scared the crap out of me. I was basically visiting him every other day in the hospital because he had to have a surgery. But he's still lifting, and he's got his abs going. I'm like, wow, these guys, he just keeps going.
Are you still under 30?
What was that?
Are you still under 30 years old?
No, I'm 34.
Okay. Yeah. You're in the right track. The gym does two things for you. Keeps you healthy, and it gives you your best look.
My lady loves that. You know, she's from Newport, so you know how that goes. They're just, you know.
Yeah.
You got to stay in shape.
I just hooked up with I got divorced 2 years ago. Chick ripped me off for fucking millions. And this new one here, the first thing she says, she's all about, just repeat her. She wasn't ripping me off, but she's all about the same thing the other one was about.
Yeah.
In front of my face.
Yeah, well, I went from an Italian to Latina, and that was a good transition. The Italian was even more expensive. I was going to Europe every other week. It felt like it was ridiculous. I was taking my work with me on a laptop, and she would want to go on all these trips, and I was like,
blessings, because traveling's fun. I did 20 years, 5 weeks to 2 months a year.
Yeah. It was good, but it was setting me back. I didn't have a down payment on my house yet. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had different goals, and I wanted to just work, go to the gym, and then come home, spend a little time with her, go to bed, and she didn't really like that. So it was like, well, I don't care. I need to get a house. I'm tired of throwing the rent money away. I need to build equity somewhere, you know? So.
That's right. At least you're smart about that.
Yeah. Well, so I ended up disconnecting, and she's got kids, and they don't have a house. And I have kids, and I do have a house, so it's kind of funny how that happens.
Shoulders instead of up your ass.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was like at 26, so it's crazy. Just in that 8-year span, I was already like, nope, this is what I'm doing, and then went and met my lady, and we get kids and a house, and she's still renting, and I don't know how their life's going, but yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she tried to come in contact with me when my first one was born, and I was like, yeah, nah, I'm good. Have a nice life.
Yep.
See you later. Thanks for the memories. All right, but so I got your profile set up. There is a client interview that I mentioned earlier. This is where they interview you on the services. You know, we just want to make sure that we're not sending you anybody that you don't want to talk to or anywhere you don't want to go. And then also, what's your plans with that website? You said you spent a bunch of money on the site. Are you keeping that? Like, you own it? What's your plan there?
Yeah, I own the website. You want the listing for?
What's the domain name?
It's www.innerlink.com. And if a person doesn't put the whole damn thing in, it drives me nuts, because if they don't put the whole thing in, you know, like when you get halfway through, it usually clicks on and it shows the world of Interlink.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, you got to go, when you press click, when you write the whole thing in, and you look at the very top when it's like Web Husky and it's their domain.
Yeah, and no, I can see what you're talking about. They got some other promotion going on here too, looks like, at the very bottom. So you said you built this through
Web
who?
Husky.
Web Husky. Okay.
$8,000 worth. And I should have sat here in Beaverton, and, you know, because of all the writing bullshit that they got in there.
Yeah.
It's written well, but it's not me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not me. But all the pictures are accurate.
I feel like you overspent on this. I could have got one of our graphic designers to make you a site equal to or greater than this, and it would have been a lot cheaper.
What can I do now? I got divorced from the wife. I had put everything in the ex's name because she wanted to feel like she was fucking successful. So I put everything in her name. They get all my referral business now, so I have to start a new company with Interlink, but I've been in business in, what is it, 97?
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, if you own that domain, I'll just hyperlink it to the Google business profile, so they won't have to type it out. It'll just have a little globe.
Sure.
It'll say website, and if they click on it, it'll just take them there without them having to type it out. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. It'll make it easier. Still drive a bunch of traffic to it. Get some eyes on it. Hopefully, we'll make that money back.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. So I got that squared away. But for a client interview, what's a good time for you?
I haven't looked at my boat in probably fucking 6 months. I'm driving over to my brother-in-law's 30 miles away.
Sounds nice. 3 hours
from now, 1 o'clock my time.
Yeah.
3 hours from now.
Yeah, 1 to 2. I have a slot available today, 1 to 2.
That'll work.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to it. Are you going out in the ocean fishing?
No, well, buoy 10, I usually take a charter when I go out in the ocean, but I use it for the Willamette River and the Columbia goes up. Yeah.
I was just asking because I went to, you ever heard of Davy's Locker out here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I went on a Davy's Locker charter a couple weeks ago, caught a bluefin that's 50 pounds. It was so funny because when it first hooked, one of the kids grabbed it. On the boat, and I was like, whoa, that's mine. And he's like, I think it's a dolphin. And I was cracking up. I'm like, dolphins aren't dumb enough to bite that. It was big.
Last one I caught was a 36-pound Chinook salmon.
Oh.
Good eat. Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like steelhead better than salmon, though.
Yeah, I gave away more than half of that tuna. I was like, I'm not carrying all this stuff home. And I just had bags and bags of it just from one fish. I was like, dude, have fun, you guys. I was giving it away. Yeah.
I don't blame you a lot, but it's good for them.
Yeah, dinner on me. Oh, I was putting it in a bowl raw. I was eating pokey for like weeks. It was crazy.
That's a good way to go too.
Yeah, it was worth every penny. I think I had 10 times my money on like one fish. All right.
Well, I have a good fishing boat. Thunder Jet Luxor Limited, so it's pretty nice. 80,000.
Yeah, that's another dream of mine. You know, I think maybe in the later years, let me focus on getting this house taken care of first and getting my boys through school and stuff, and then I'll think about something like that. It's a pipe dream. I know, it's a pipe dream right now. One of my buddies has one, though. We go out every now and then, but he spends so much on gas and everything. And then when we go out, I kind of match him on it. So it's an expensive hobby.
My tank is 70 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think about it. I make a lot of oil. The last year and a half, this is my worst 2 years I've ever had. I've made as much as 550 take-home from.
Yeah, you'll do well with this. I mean, if you look at the guys that are up there now, you know, as long as you're treating people right and nothing crazy is coming to the surface like that, and you know, this should be a very profitable 2023 for you. You're going from people not seeing you at all to them seeing you every single time they look up something you do. So then you have a lot more opportunity.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all. I'll be calling you back, though. Once I see that the deals are closing and they're rolling in, we'll talk about doing something bigger. They got some other products like Google Guarantee and stuff like that we could roll out. But I just want to get your foot in the door and get it rolling first. And then once I know you're making money, you know, we can have a better campaign.
Looking forward.
The last thing I got to do is secure your payment. So I sent you the invitation for the client interview between 1 and 2. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $199?
By a card.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
It's going to be a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'm ready whenever you are if you want to read it 4 digits at a time from left to right.
Perfect. 5449.
5449.
2710.
2710.
2783.
2783.
7439.
7439. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
11/26.
11/26. And then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
632.
632. Okay. And then before I can authorize your first month's payment, I'm just going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification as an added form of protection for you because of the discounts that I applied. As I'm walking you through it, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
So just before you get off, it's $199 a month. There's no additional nothing, no setup or nothing, right?
Exactly. And I'm going to reiterate that in this voice verification that we're going to go through.
Perfect.
Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Interlink Construction, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Richard Joseph Ouellette, owner of the company.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes, I am. I'm the only one.
So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we already know what you're currently doing. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, which my goal is for you to not need anything else, realistically. But if you're going to add something, just...
That's my hope too, John.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want you having 100 different bills floating around. That's why I put you on this package, so that way we can cover mostly all of your bases. I mean, I've even put you in position, if you lost your website or something happened with it, we can get you a whole nother one, and it's no extra charge, you know? So...
Not a problem.
Yeah, but if something pops up, just let me know. I want to make sure that you're not duplicating any of the listings or paying for something that we're already doing for you.
The payment will be on this date every month?
Yep, it's going to be on the 22nd day of every month moving forward. So that's the next part of this. Give me just a second, okay?
Okay.
And the payment for your first month's term and account setup will be charged today. It's November 22nd of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $199 or $199 for our Pro Package Bundle. I've made the website optional to you in the future. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 22nd day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. Okay, unless you call me and you say, hey, you want to upgrade the package. Otherwise, the deal stays the same. It doesn't change, won't go up. There are no additional lead fees, click fees, call fees, or any other surcharges. Okay, it says in the fine print.
Can I rep the call?
Yeah. So if you go to your text messages I sent you at the beginning of the call, you have my direct number and extension. So that 877 number, there's a 24/7 customer service department there. Like I told you earlier, though, it's like tomorrow all the way up until Monday, I'm not going to be here, okay? So I'll call you for your client interview at 1 in 3 hours, introduce you to a different rep, though. That rep's going to walk you through it, and then pretty much you're left with customer service until the 28th, okay?
Wonderful.
Okay, I just want to make sure you know that in case you call in and you're going, where's John, you know?
I like talking to you in that regard because... Yeah, I can deal with you. I can deal with you.
I think we're cut from a similar cloth. I noticed that just by talking to you.
Yes, yeah. So
you kind of
see that, you know, I like establishing relationships versus the bullshit, you know?
Yeah, well, that dictates a lot of success, especially with online marketing, too. It's not so much, just online market myself and then I'm going to be successful. You know, you got to work with the right company and the right people in order to make it successful,
right,
and make sure things aren't getting lost in communication.
I can get things done if things work out, you know what I'm saying? I can get
yeah.
the work done. That's not an quality.
Yeah, if you want something done quickly, like I said, my number's right there. You call me directly. That's solely my job is to maintain these accounts for you guys. So, you know, if there's anything
Perfect.
I can do to help you, even if it's outside of the spectrum of the services that we're providing at the time, you know, feel free. If you have any questions or anything, you know, we want you to be successful. If you're not making money, we're not going to make money. Your business goes under, we lose the account. So we don't want that. All right. And then it says in the fine print here, you can discontinue or cancel anytime. You're not binded to a contract with me. So that's another thing. I got to make sure it's working. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. So month to month, there's no cancellation fee nor penalty or anything like that if you decide to discontinue. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. So I'm going to process your first payment. When it goes through, you're going to get a welcome text message and a welcome email here. I'm going to hang on the line, make sure you get that. And then while we're waiting for that to come through, I'll get your security question set up. So if somebody contacts you and you're not sure if it's us or vice versa, if you call in and we're not sure if it's you, they're going to pull out the security question. So you have three options. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name? I mean, you already told me you were born in Quebec, so. But you want to go mother's maiden name?
Yeah, that's
okay.
A pretty good one.
Okay, what's your mother's maiden name?
Arsenault, Arsenault.
Oh, wow.
Arsenault. That's French, brother.
So unique.
Yeah. Well, my dad's name was Jean-Léo. That's French for John Rayall. I have a normal name, Richard.
Yeah, that's so funny. I had a friend that, because I went to a private school called Brethren Christian in Huntington Beach, and so we would get international students all the time. And this guy, Jacques, they used to call him Jacques all the time. Come here, Jacques. And my name is Jacques.
Yeah.
And they used to make fun of him because of that. Finding Nemo is coming out right back then.
I just dumped in my Tesla, so it's probably going to jump over.
Okay, no worries.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Well, we're good now.
I like that you said that. I have a Tesla myself and a 4Runner.
Which one? Which Tesla do you have?
I have a Model Y.
Yeah, me too. Blue with black rims and black interior, and then I got it tinted. Yeah, I love the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm going to Scappoose. It might have cost me $2, 30 miles, 60 miles. And I got a 35-foot Ram diesel, 2019.
Oh, yeah.
My truck. I ordered the Cybertruck for the business, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, I have a Tesla and a 4Runner. That's it. But my 4Runner is kind of, I more rely on that for the road trip just because I still get paranoid. Like, I do that PCH drive, so sometimes I'll go all the way up to 5. I'll do it like twice a year, and I'll go all the way up into San Francisco because I have meetings up at that Google headquarters sometimes. But I'll take the whole family up there, and they'll put us up. They put us up in the Hilton every time. So I'll drive up there, and but then I take the 4Runner down. And the reason I do that is just I've had trouble. One time I tried to take the Tesla up there, I had trouble finding a charging station coming up to 5. So you got all these gas stations.
I usually just put the address in where I'm going, and it'll tell me where to charge or when I need it, and it'll prep the car for the charging. So I have no issue at all. As long as you got the address in there, John, as long as you put the address where you're going, it'll dictate what you need to do. You don't have to worry about shit.
I think that was the problem, too, last time. I plugged it into my iPhone, and I have an Apple Watch, and I was just kind of doing it on the Apple Watch because it vibrates my wrist. I noticed my GPS in my car, because my kids are small. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So these guys are knocking out on a long drive. I don't want that thing yelling at me, you know?
No, you got to link it up on your phone, from your phone to the car. I mean, it's already paired, but you got to go into the system so that when you press in your address on your phone, that it'll link up to the nav on the...
That's what it is. Yeah, I only use that for the music. But I don't think I have it linked up that way. I think the phone connects to the car, or if I try to do GPS, it goes straight to my watch instead of the car. Well,
the
I don't know.
You got to get in the settings and jump it into the car.
Yeah, but there's also when like I'm cutting through Big Sur and stuff on the way back home, I just don't want to get scratches and whatnot. You know what I mean?
When did you get your Tesla?
I got the model that I have. It's 2022, so I haven't had it that long. I've only had it for, I want to say like 9 months. Yeah, so it's still new to me. It's still new to me.
Yeah, I've had mine since August of last year. I think it was August. Mine's the 2021.
Yeah, you got a six-month head start.
Did you try the light show yet?
Mm-mm. I'll be honest with you,
she drives.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a button, you know, that you can, there's a button in the games and all that stuff. You can make the car fart and all that stuff. That's kind of funny.
I saw that actually. I saw an Elon interview and, we were watching it about, and he was talking about that, how you could fart at people and all kinds of stuff.
The light show is really impressive. Wait till you figure that one out.
When I tell you I haven't really had days off, I meant that. This week I'm really looking forward to tomorrow and the next couple of days because I really just don't even have time to fiddle with it. I go work, gym, home, repeat. Work, gym, home, repeat. You know, I just try to stay in shape. I'm really addicted to working out. So I drive the 4Runner around and she takes that around to run the errands.
Yeah. Wait till you see the light show, though. Hopefully you get it the first time at night because it'll ask you to get out of the car, and you get out of the car, the windows will all go up. It'll go to an opera, and the windows will all go up and down, and the lights will blaze. And the trunk, the hatch opens up in the back, and it closes. And it's like it's playing to the music, rhythm.
I'll play with it this weekend because I got time. I'm pretty sure Black Friday's coming around, so I'm pretty sure, you know, Mom's gonna go crazy spending all my money.
Your right toggle will just press it and say, "Hey, I want to see the light show for my Tesla." It'll go to it.
Yeah.
You can get all the commands done with your right toggle.
Yeah, it was almost $60,000 for that, and that's just still.
Yeah, mine was $57,000 as well, and they gave me a $2,500 cash rebate.
Nice.
Yeah. For the fucking government, they're supposed to give us $7,700, $7,750, but the of course, Biden doesn't like non-union.
Oh yeah, my lady's been bugging me about that. They did that here in California too, and she's been bugging me about it. Can I keep it? Can I keep it? So she goes to the mailbox every day. I tell her you can have it, you know, use it. She's probably just gonna use it on presents and stuff, but. Yeah, they're supposedly sending that to the House, too. I hate Newsom, though. I don't like our governor down here.
Well, I don't know what the hell to think about it. It's like the Democrats, I'm sorry to say, are brainwashed. And I'm Canadian, so I'm neutral, so I'm not allowed to vote. But,
yeah.
I mean, I was happy when it all went Democratic, so maybe something would get done.
Yeah,
so
nope.
Biden got in. What did he do when he got in power? He signed out 47 executive orders, you know, canceling the pipeline, got rid of all our energy.
Yeah.
He screwed everything from out of the gate, the border wall, everything.
Yeah.
I got mechanics that work for me, so I'm not prejudiced. But
yeah.
I want people to come in legitimately.
Yeah. Yeah. Come in the right way. That's what people don't understand. I understand a lot of them, they get declined for their visas over there. But it's more so because you're not telling them where you want to go. You're just applying for a visa, trying to come into the States. You know what I mean? And they're going, okay, well, once you get in here, we don't have a social security, a tax ID on you. Like the government can monitor everything we do. They can monitor every dollar we spend as American citizens.
Brother,
you know what I mean?
If they want, back in 1992, I had the opportunity to become a rock star. I'm just telling you my God-backer life. Literally, there was people coming on, opening my own TV set in 1992 when this was not available to be seen.
Yeah, I was
there
a baby.
People coming on, like the guys from Metallica, Lars and the black hair guy, I forget what his name is, but literally drinking beer, playing pool on my TV set, and talking to me. Literally. Because they're, that was not out back then, man. It was just the very rich who had access to it. Now it's been publicized that the everybody knows that the government can watch you through your own TV.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Picture tube and a voice control. They just link into it and fuck, they're watching your ass.
Yeah, Obama and the Dems, they claim that they sold the internet, the actual ownership of the internet to a private company called ICANN in Los Angeles. It's ICANN. I don't know, because they were trying to avoid, you know, you've seen the Eric Snowden trials and stuff.
Yeah.
So they were trying to avoid that because once that leaked, everybody started panicking and making a big old deal about it, which I understand. You know, I wouldn't want random people watching me or my family. But,
And they do.
I know.
They would wake me up, fuck, I'd be sleeping at 2 in the morning, my TV would turn on in the other room with a volume loud enough to wake me up, and I'd go in there and the fucking some rock stars literally playing pool. The guys from Metallica, the
Whoa.
Jacksons. Yeah. I've had my opportunities, brother. I turned them down for, like, when I was 19, God saved my ass from being burned on a stake in a fire. At a biker party, so I was pretty wild when I was 19 to 20, 26 or so. I was really wild.
I went into a private school, but my mom passed when I was young from melanoma, like skin cancer, and her dad. You can look this up. The one I was telling you, his last name was Blodgett.
Uh-huh.
He was the chauffeur for Eisenhower. He was his driver. He was a Secret Service agent. And, yeah, and he was the one, you know, that led me towards the Lord from a very young age. He got on me when I was very small because he went from the service to Hell's Angels. So he was a Secret Service, and then he was a biker for like 20 years. And then my grandmother passed away from diabetes, my mom's mom. And then he, you know, so my whole life, he was converted to a Christian. I never knew that side of him. I started finding out all that side of him in his later years. He passed away in 2018. But I didn't know about all that stuff until I was already well grown, and, you know, he was real badass. But
how many people, John, do you know that have actually stood before God, Jesus, and the Virgin Mary for real?
Yeah.
How many people do you know? You're talking to one right now.
Yeah.
I've seen angels pouring wine above the cup that the priest consecrate the wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been brought down to the other side too in visions, and I've seen some other stuff, but don't
yeah.
get into because they're too heavy for people to understand.
No, I hear you. I've been on some missions trips. I've seen some things, you know. But when you explain it to people, yeah, they always go to, oh, this guy's crazy, you know. And I hate when they use that word. Yeah, you're always crazy when you try to explain stuff that people don't understand, you know. And, you know, I went to Scala Sancta. I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's in Rome. When I was with that Italian girl, and I took her to Italy. We went all over Rome, but there's a place called Scala Sancta, and they have the steps that Christ went up during his passion. They had moved them in 400 AD. Yeah.
I've been to those exact steps.
Yeah, yeah. You got to crawl up them on your knees.
Yep.
And I remember I went there real early in the morning. I got a little, we rented some Vespas, and I went on my own. And I remember I went riding through Rome, you know, finding my way through Rome on my own. I go there, I go up to the top on my knees, I pray, come down, my knees are hurting, I come outside. And by the time I came outside, the sun was barely coming up. And I swear I saw angels flying into the clouds. It was almost like the clouds parted. The light came through like it was something out of a movie. I couldn't believe it. I had goosebumps, and I was just sitting there. I cried. I cried, and I tried to explain it to my lady when I got back, and she just wasn't really religious. Like, you know? So I was just kind of like, that was the beginning of the end for me and her. That trip was supposed to be like the greatest thing, and it was like, oh man, God really let me know that this ain't the one, you know?
Open your eyes.
Yeah, and I kind of had that too. I was having frustrations with it, and I was kind of like, man, give me the strength, because I just didn't have the strength to part ways. We had so much time together, so I was like, either fix it or end it, you know, was kind of my prayer at the time, and then saying some things with Mom, you know, hopefully she was doing well up there. But yeah, it was a real awakening morning at Scala Sancta.
My dad died when I was 15. I threw earth on his coffin in the hole, right?
You threw a what?
I threw dirt on his coffin while it was the hole that they buried. Yeah.
Yeah.
I threw dirt on his coffin 3 days. 3 days later, or it might have been a week, but in that period of time, 1 3 days to a week, I was walking out of the kitchen in the hallway, going to go outside to go do something. There's a regular door, a storm door. And my dad, I had a hard upbringing. My dad used to beat the shit out of everybody, including my mom. I'm the youngest of six. My dad says I got it to work. But anyways, he come to the door to make his amends. I seen him open the storm door, the regular door, and walk up to me. And I said, go, you know, what are you doing here? Go back to where you come from. I don't need you here. And he turned around and walked right back, you know, in the form that God given me. He was no longer a solid body. He was looking like he was, but he was like, you know, the form God give him. And you know, I whisked him out, and I said to myself, Jesus, I shouldn't have did that. That was my only dad. He was coming to make his amends for, you know, my life. And 20 years later, I seen him to the day. He was in purgatory, kneeling beside a single bed with a rosary in his hand. There was an old lady sitting on a chair with a rosary in her hand. That let me know that my dad was not in hell, you know, because I thought I had whisked him off to another
You know what's scary? I've only had one dream. My mom passed away when I was 16. I've only had one dream, and she's been gone longer than I had her, you know? But I had one dream where I seen her, and I never forget the dream, but I never figured out what it meant. And, it was kind of scary, actually, because I was in an airplane. It was like I was sleeping on an airplane, and I woke up on the airplane.